Christians fear the Taliban will take over Pakistan. The world's largest democracy goes to the polls, and a ministry examines the ripple effect of persecution in Uzbekistan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Taliban-enforced Sharia law went into effect earlier this week in parts of Pakistan's northwest frontier province, and many believe this is the first step towards seizing control of the country. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says the Taliban will gladly give up Afghanistan.
Look at the prize that's on the table with Pakistan. You have a country with nuclear weapons, the fifth or sixth largest army in the world, seaport access. It's geopolitically strategic enough that the United States has invested billions of dollars there over the course of 50 years.
Already, the Taliban has executed a couple for wanting to elope and beaten a teenage girl for talking to a man, not her husband. Mueller says Christians are feeling the increased brutality.
We've had reports of people being kidnapped by the Taliban. They've disappeared. The Muslim background believer church is in deep hiding right now because of these increases in violence against visible Christians.
Despite the violence, Christians are committed to preaching the gospel. Next, India's election season begins today and will stretch across 4 weeks. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. The ruling Congress Party is secular and more friendly to freedom of religion, but they're on the defensive. The Hindu extremist BJP has also lost ground. That leaves the election open to a power grab from one of the other political parties.
We need to pray that the people who do vote will also value the freedom of religion that is enshrined in the Constitution of India, and will also call their leaders to account to enforce laws that do protect people who convert from one religion to another.
More than 700 million registered voters are expected to make their choices along religious and caste lines. Stravers notes there's some tension.
Pray that there will be a peaceful election, and also that whatever political environment emerges from this election, it will be friendly to the gospel. People in India are very responsive to the gospel. The church is growing fast.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Ripple effects are causing great damage in Uzbekistan as religious oppression continues. Pastor Pavel Neno, sponsored by the Slavic Gospel Association, was recently detained and his Center for Homeless Children shut down. SGA's Joel Griffiths says because the center was closed, one of its attendees went to play at a local train station.
Apparently he slept in front of a train and his leg was severed.
Pastor Pavel's being held under strict enforcement and his family's concerned for his health. Griffiths says urgent prayer is needed.
We really need people just to pray that the Lord would intervene in the situation and that Pavel would be released and this case actually would just be, thrown out.
While churches in Uzbekistan feel increased governmental pressure, Griffiths says religious oppression is not unique to the country.
This seems something that's just spreading across those former Soviet republics in Asia that are largely Muslim in makeup.
Next, no matter how unruly their behavior, most students in the Czech Republic will never be expelled. Schools keep numbers up to maximize government funding, creating hostility in students and teachers alike. IN Network youth workers set an example by giving lectures on important issues from Christian perspectives to 14 to 18-year-olds. The workers are positive influences who work to share the gospel with students, pray for opportunities for the workers. And Micah 6:8 says, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the theme verse for Food for the Hungry 6:8 Sunday, where the church is encouraged to follow Micah 6:8 by reaching out to the needy. With the help of a special DVD, you can encourage your church how child sponsorship brings the gospel and new life to those in need. 6:8 Sunday is April 26th this year, so contact Food for the Hungry now for materials. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with D3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.